From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Fletcher, tough old business, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I think I've mentioned that we're in the throes of the local reporting season at the moment, so company reports taking centre stage. We do have to mention this sort of ongoing theme of power prices rumbling on in the background. I think that's going to be with us for a couple of weeks yet. So, but yes, Fletcher Building, one of the bigger companies by market capitalisation, it's listed on NZX. I think most people are familiar with Fletcher Building. And Mike, as you know, it's a company that's spent a lot of time in the headlines recently, probably not for the reasons it would like to be. Reported full-year results yesterday, and that challenging period for Fletcher Building looks like it's going to hang around for a while. Not pretty was the summary being bandied around yesterday in reaction to the annual result release. So at the headline level, a net loss of $227 million versus a profit of $235 million the previous year. So a very material and significant turnaround there. But you do have to kind of normalise this because a range of contributing factors to that number. So you've got what are called significant items. So you've got impairments. There's a $180 million provision on the legacy projects. They are gifts that just keep on giving. The non-cash impairment on Higgins, in there as well. $141 million loss from discontinued operations. If you sort of strip that out, look at the revenue, earnings $509 million. That's lower due to weaker markets, basically, a declining building activity on both sides of the Tasman. So outlook, outcome versus expectations, it's always important. The share price, Mike, yesterday fell 2.6%. That's actually quite muted when you look at the result. It suggests the market was not overly surprised by the outcome. When their forward outlook, though, probably a little lower and weaker than expected. So the macroeconomic pressures expected to persist through the upcoming year. So if you look at the materials and distribution business, that's the important one. Volumes there expected to be circa 10 to 15% lower in 25 versus 24. Now, Mike, yesterday we talked about the potential impact of a low official cash rate on the residential property market. That's an important macro theme for Fletcher Building. Management yesterday noted that reduction, but consistent with my comments yesterday, that reduction is expected to take months to feed through to improve activity for Fletcher Building. Long-term infrastructure pipeline, that looks good as the pipeline and strong, but the work isn't there right now. They've been steadily reducing very slightly the prices of their houses in the residential property division. They're looking for a potential external investment into that division as well, so just to help out the balance sheet. Mike, they've appointed a new CFO, a new CEO recently. They start later this year. They are coming into a business with a pretty stretched balance sheet, declining revenue. So tough job for those people coming into that. No further information on the IPLEX PRIPE issue. That's the issue in Australia. But a possible resolution out there in the short term, which was good news. As I said, share price down 2.5%, so probably not a bad outcome.
Then
on
we come to media in a fragile old landscape. I think Sky will be pretty happy with this, won't they?
Yeah, I think so. In terms of a company that could be expected to be feeling the effects of a weakening domestic economy, Sky TV probably fits that unfortunate brief with consumer discretionary spending under pressure. But yeah, not a bad result. Sky TV obviously trying to transition from a traditional pay TV to digital business. Net profit after tax, $49.2 million, 3.7% lower. Total customer numbers, important metric, probably a little lower than analysts would like to see. Revenue and earnings broadly similar to last year. CEO Sophie Maloney portrayed that, as you say, not too bad an outcome in the context of weaker economic backdrop. Sky Sports Now, streaming sport, that's attracting customers. Neon lost customers, but you had Hollywood writers strike and they're affecting content. What they did note, I think this is important, since the end of financial year, a couple of key factors. The House of Dragon, apparently people love it, and the Olympics. They've seen customer numbers improve, got a couple of key issues in front of them. They've got to renegotiate those New Zealand rugby rights deal. That's a biggie. And also satellite customers. They've got to migrate them to a new satellite because the current one is running out of fuel, and I expect that probably means it's going to fall out of the sky. So the share price down 5%. But yeah, probably not a bad outcome.
Give me the numbers.
Rightio, the Dow Jones up 18 points, 40,852, so small rise. S&P 500 up 20 points, 5,618.37% rise there, and the Nasdaq up 0.5%, 89-point rise, 17,905. The FTSE 100 up small overnight, 8,283. The Nikkei down small, 37,951. About a 0.33% fall in the Shanghai Composite, 2,856. The ASX 200 gained 12 yesterday, so small rise, 8,010. And the NZX 50, in the face of company results, lost 55 points, 0.44%, 12,502. One Kiwi dollar, 0.6163 against the US. Now, that's important in the context of Brent crude, Mike, which I'll talk about in a second. The Aussie dollar, 0.9136 against the euro, 0.5524. 0.4706 against the pound, 89.39 Japanese yen. Gold hanging in there around $2,500, $2,509. Now, Brent crude, Mike, $75.76, so it's quite a bit lower. But at the same time, Kiwi dollar is stronger.
Ooh,
what that means is that we should yeah. see those petrol prices should start just creeping down.
Dollar a litre.
Yeah, righty-o. Yeah, you live in that fantasy land. That's all good there.
Good on you, mate. See you tomorrow. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, JMIWealth.co.nz.